Welcome everybody to the GFB podcast, God, Family, Business. My name is Raul Avila and I am your host, and I hope you enjoy today's show. Yo, how's it going everybody? How you guys doing, man? Welcome back to the men's group. Hope you guys are doing great and having had a great week so far, and are going to have a great weekend coming up. And dang, today's class, man, what's up, Freddie? What's up, David? How are you guys doing? How's it going? Man, today's class is heavy, man. It's loaded. It's really, really loaded. And I need your guys' help. Let me tell you that right now. But it's going to be something that I know the Holy Spirit is going to give us a lot of clarity, a lot of help, okay, in guiding us through this class today, because it's really, really loaded. And I'm going to ask some of you, not directly, but I'm going to ask for volunteers, anybody that would like to share, not right now, but when I cue you on sharing your testimony, sharing your testimony on when you gave your life to the Lord. I'm going to definitely share mine. And Freddie, I'm gonna mute you, brother, okay, because there's a lot of sound coming out of your mic, brother. But I want to ask you guys, man, and I'm curious to know, get to know you guys a little bit better. Some of you guys, haven't done it, but you get to hear from a lot of us that are in this class, that are in this meeting, that have done it, that have done what, that have given their life to the Lord. And I want to get to know that. I want to know that part of you. Like, you guys don't know how I gave my life to the Lord, but I'm going to share it with you guys today. And that was last week's class. Last week, chapter 6 was about, it was about the gift that God gives us, the gift that keeps on giving, that never ends, the gift that is giving our life to the Lord, and that it is a gift. That is not something that we earn. That is not something that we're going to have to go out and get. It's something that God has given it to us, and it's something beautiful, right? It's basically the beginning of your relationship with the Lord. And so God created us for that purpose, right? We talked about last week about, you know, the option, you know, what can you do for the problem of sin is to give our lives to the Lord, because none of us are perfect. You know, I don't know which scripture, but the Bible describes us as filthy rags, you know. And there's another part in the Bible that says, you know, our hearts are wickedly deceiving, wickedly rotten. And we do have a lot of issues as sinners. You know, we're all sinners. We all far short of God's glory. And for us to be righteous, it's almost impossible. You know, I'll be the first one to mention that I'm probably one of the worst sinners in this class. But who am I to do this class is the fact that God has, through his perfection, has died on the cross for me so that I could have a freedom. But the catch is that I have to accept that. I have to decide that that's the reason, that's why I want to go to heaven. It's a choice. And this week I was talking about, you know, I was talking to one of my mentors, and his name is Michael Pyatt, and he was talking about, you know, the power of how God really forgives you and how he accepts you into heaven. And the best example that we have of that is the guy that was crucified right next to Jesus. And the guy, basically, he was a sinner. He was, I don't know what sins he committed, but he was given the death penalty for the sins that he committed. And guess what? He repented on the cross, and he looked at Jesus and says, "Remember me when you go to heaven." And he basically repented on the spot. And what did Jesus say to him? He told him, "Today you're going to join me in heaven." I'm paraphrasing, right? He didn't say exactly that, but he basically told him, "Hey, today you're going to see heaven with me. You're coming to heaven with me." So let's say he was 30, 40 years old, right? Full of sin, sinned all his life. And then that moment, he repented and he gave his life to the Lord. And the Lord said, "Welcome home. Welcome to heaven." After they died, he immediately on that moment went to heaven with Jesus. How about that, guys? How crazy is that, right? How awesome is the grace? Grace is unmerited favor. Things so the so so the that you deserve, you know, the things that you don't deserve, you get to have. And that is what grace is. It's basically favor. It's basically great things that you get to have without earning them. You didn't earn them. It was given to you. And how beautiful is that, right, guys? How beautiful is that, man? So, anyways, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, man. I'm just really excited about today because today's class is really loaded. In fact, today's class starts where last week's class ended. We ended and we ran out of time, but we ended talking about, so now that you are saved and you gave your life to the Lord and the Lord gave you this beautiful gift called salvation, what do you do now? The title of chapter 7 is actually called How Do I Change and Begin My New Life in Christ? So we're gonna like jump right in where we left off last week, which is really cool. But before we do that, I want to share with you guys, and I'm going to do it now like I always do it traditionally, share it now and share it at the end on the chat box. I'm going to put in the information for the Zoom link. So if you want to share it with one of your friends, one of your family members, one of your buddies that you feel should plug into this Friday afternoon meeting. And also the Telegram chat. Some of you guys are not part of the Telegram chat. I invite you guys to be part of the Telegram chat so that you could know, like for example, get notifications on when this meeting's gonna happen. Sometimes I send individual text message to as many of my friends, of my brothers that I know of, but I know it's not everybody's on that list. But if you're on the Telegram chat, it just makes it much easier so that you don't forget. Of course, it's much better if you just put it on your calendar. That way you get notifications that, hey, this men's group's about to start. Also, I put in the link of the book that we're going over right now, which is this book right here, The Way to Win. Man, this book is so, it's getting better and better every week, let me tell you that. And I know you guys would agree. I'm also putting the chapter, you know, so for example, today's chapter 7, I put my notes, but I scan each chapter because it's really short, so it's not a lot of work for me to do. I scan each chapter and I turn it into a PDF and I send it to you guys through the Telegram chat. And also, obviously, if you're joining me through Zoom, I'm not gonna be able to do chapter 8 today, but chapter 7, you would be getting it if you were part of this chat. So, yeah, if you didn't join us last week, no worries, man. I record th this is being recorded right now, right? It's also on YouTube live, so that later on I post it also on the chat so that you could watch the replay. And that's the whole power of the Telegram chat, guys. So hopefully you're able to join in on the chat. Just makes life easier for you to stay connected and be in the know of everything that's going on this men's group. So what is the purpose of this men's group? The purpose is not to learn about the Bible as much as I would love to teach the Bible. I mean, I've been to Bible college, but I dropped out, believe it or not. I'm not a Bible scholar. I don't know that much about the Bible. There's not a lot of Bible theology that you can learn from me. But every now and then we do have a pastor that joins us. Last week he was here as my pastor. His name is Pastor Nate. And there's many of you guys in the group that are way better Bible scholars than I am. So again, the purpose of this men's group is to get you closer in a relationship to God. And that's one thing I could say that I do have a great relationship with our Lord and Savior, our Heavenly Father. And that's something that I know I could definitely bring to the table and help any man out with that. In fact, one of you guys called, text me, and we were supposed to connect, but you know what? I've been looking for your number, but I haven't been able to find it. So if that was you didn't leave a name, but if that was you, please connect with me again. My number, guys, anybody out there, right? I know I'm throwing my number out there to the world and YouTube, but I don't care because I think this is really important. My number is 760-808-9737. If there's anything that you're going through that you would like to hit me up, you know, have coffee early in the morning. I have to eat, right? Let's go to lunch. And then journey with you on a one-on-one basis. I'm down for that. That's the whole purpose that I did this for. It's not so that I could, do a little class to waste your time. It's really a journey, guys. This is really a discipleship, a journey, something that, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's 10, 20, 30, 40 years in the making and more. For you to become the man that God called you to be. And that's the purpose of this. That's the whole purpose of this, okay? To be an example of a godly man, right? El nuevo hombre, the new man. To be bold as lions. To grow in our love for God and our family, and to execute also in the marketplace. It makes you more valuable in the marketplace as you become the man that God calls you to be. Guess what? You're going to get paid more money. You're going to get pay raises. You're going to get, because it's called mercy. It's called favor. It's called grace, guys. That's what it is. You know, I have a thriving business. And one of the reasons that my business is thriving is because God gave it to me. God is good to me. I'm doing better than I deserve. Can you repeat that with me? I'm doing better than I deserve. We are all doing better than we deserve, guys. Let me tell you that. Just remember all the things you've done that you never got caught for. Some of you guys did get caught for it, right? And had to pay the price. Some of you guys never got caught for it. You're doing better, and I'm doing better than we deserve. That is for sure, guys. That is absolutely the truth. Those are facts, right? Rules of engagement. Again, this is not a religion. It's not about shoving church down your throat. So what happens here stays here. There's going to be some people that are going to be sharing. Obviously, when that happens, I stop the recording, stop the live stream, so that you guys could give your heart, and open up and really share. Also, let go of your ego, your pride, arrogance, anything that might hold you back from really speaking the truth, anything that might hold God back from using you into speaking into us, because God doesn't like people that are prideful. God doesn't like people that are arrogant. God doesn't like people that have a huge, huge overgrown ego, right? I like to say your ego is not your amigo. All right, amigos. All right. And also feel comfortable conversing. Open up the mic. And when the time comes, please share. All right. And today, at the end of my little reviewing chapter 7, I would love for, I know there's more people that jumped in right now. I would love for you guys to share, if you are already a believer and if you already gave your life to the Lord, tell us a story, man. And maybe you could give us a little bit of background. And even if it takes the whole hour, that's fine, because today's class is probably going to be two of these sessions, because it's huge, man. It's loaded. Let me tell you, it's really, really loaded. So let's get started, right? Start with a prayer. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us. Thank you for anointing us right now, we welcome you to join us right now in this meeting, Lord, that you give us truth, that you give us clarity, that you crystallize our vision and understanding of you, and get to know you better and build a solid, more stronger relationship with you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for giving us this opportunity as men to join together and learn more from you and build a brotherhood, and build a stronger bond and a stronger connection with you, Lord, to get to know you more, Lord, more and more. Thank you, Father God, for everything you do, and bless this meeting today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So let's get started, man. So the title says, "How do I change and begin my new life in Christ?" So 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 says, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regrets." No regret of the past, right? You shouldn't feel bad of leaving the bad actions, the bad habits, the bad things in the past. But worldly sorrow brings death. Next scripture says, Acts chapter 26, verse 20 says, "I preached that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds." So last week we were talking about this, right? When you give your life to the Lord, you want to change. You want to become the new man, a better man, that transformed man. But it's not easy, because we come with all this baggage, from our childhood, all these bad habits that we've been working on for years, right? Like one of the things that I used to do is smoke weed when I was in college. I was also an alcoholic, believe it or not. When I was in college, I was in denial. My dad would say, "I think you're an alcoholic," and I would be like, "No. I don't drink every day, you know?" But you know what, guys? Looking back in my life, I was definitely an alcoholic. So guess what? If I give my life to the Lord, and then you think the temptation of alcohol is going to just be deleted on the spot? Of course not, right? Again, we're flesh and bone. We're weak. And we, well, I'll speak about me, all right? So if you want to say that, that's up to you. Remember, no ego, no pride. Let's be transparent, right? But true repentance, it says right here, I preach that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate the repentance. So the way you demonstrate your repentance is through your deeds. So now you're aware. We got to change what we do, our deeds, right? I mean, don't we want to change? Don't we want a better life? Don't we want to, you know, to be you, don't you want to not repeat the last 5 years or the last 10 years of your life? Aren't we always as men seeking for something better? We are, right? But the only way to do that is we need to change. One of my favorite quotes about change is, if you don't change, the last 5 years, the next 5 years are going to be like the last 5 years. And how exciting is that? Who's excited about that? Who's excited to have a repeat of your last 5 years? Nobody's excited about that, right? It can be fun to think about change, right? But it's actually more difficult than what you think. All change begins with the painful realization of where you are right now. See, no, so you could lie to me, I could lie to you, we could lie to each other, you could lie to everybody, but when you look in the mirror, you can't lie to the man in the mirror, right? When you look at yourself, what really comes out? Are you proud of yourself? Or are you like, man, ashamed? Or do you have a secret that you don't want nobody to know, right? And it's a painful realization to know where you're at right now. But to change, you have to see the real you. To change, you have to see the real you. And then once you see the real you have two choices. You either change or you don't, right? You have the power not to change. You either change or you don't. Check this out, guys. What is the Bible? What is the definition of change in the Bible, of repentance, I mean? It says people who are willing to learn, even when it's painful, and then end up changing and growing. I'm going to repeat that one again. People who are willing to learn, even when it's painful, end up changing and growing. The Bible calls this repentance, right? Romans 2:4 reminds us not to overlook God's kindness, tolerance, and patience, because it's this kindness from God that leads us to repentance. Repentance, you could put in parentheses, change, repentance, change, repentance, change. So when you repent, that means you change, right? It says repentance feels like a church word, right? It feels kind of like churchy. It sounds spiritual and heavy, and it's not always clear. But the word simply means to change your mind. Powerful. Boom. That's a gold nugget right there, guys. Repentance basically means to change the way you think. To change the way you think. It's more than telling God, "I'm sorry." It's more than promising to stop your bad habits. It's more than prayer and pray and pray so you can enter heaven when you die. Check this out, guys. This is so powerful. I'm telling you, this is loaded right here. Repentance is turning from your old way of thinking, from your sinful nature, from satisfying your selfish desires. But it's also, it sounds kind of negative, right? But see, repentance is not just turning away from that, but it's also turning to a new life, a better life with Christ, a new way of seeing yourself and others, and to live producing fruit that honors God. Good fruit, right? People will know you by the fruits that you give. You could tell people, "Hey, look at me, this and that, this and that." But the fruits is what people actually see. And people will know you by your fruits. Does that make sense? Repentance is genuine. When it comes from godly sorrow, what begins what with a change in mind naturally produces a change in deed. So if you want to change your life, change the way you think. Is that crazy or what? If you change the way you think, then you could change your life. Because if you change the way you think, like for example, one of the things that I learned is one of the best gifts you could give yourself is water. So if you didn't know that in your mind, then you're not going to drink a lot of water. But once you know that, now you're drinking a lot of water, because one of the best gifts you could give yourself is the to your body, right? Physical body, is to drink a lot of water. And I mean, that's kind of like a dumb example, but just think of a lot of all the different things that you used to do, but you didn't know, but now you have changed them because you changed the way you thought. You change your thought process, right? So it's about, repentance is about changing the way you think. Repentance is genuine. When it comes from godly sorrow, when it begins to change, your mind naturally produces change in deeds. So when you change the way you think, you start doing different things. You don't just think differently, you act differently. You act differently. All right, so now we're gonna get into a little bit of the theology part, man. This is a part where I'm gonna need your guys' help later on, okay? Because this is a short, it's a short chapter, but it's loaded. So I'm gonna read to you guys Acts chapter 2, verse 36 to 39. All right, Acts chapter 2, verse 36 to 39. The NIV says, "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this: God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?'" Right? What shall we do? Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." So we have some questions here, right? What did Peter mean when he tells the people that they crucified Jesus, right? Next question, what happened to the people when they heard Peter's message? They wanted to know what to do, right? What does this mean? They repented. They were like, "Well, give us direction," right? When the people asked, "Brothers, what shall we do?" What did Peter tell them? Well, I'm going to read that part again because it's pretty important. It says, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And that's what he told them, right? Who is this promise for? This promise is for you and your children and all who are far off. So everybody, doesn't matter. Far off, I mean, I'm assuming it's talking about people that are deep in sin, right? So it doesn't matter who you are. Repentance is for everybody. When a person puts their trust in Christ, they repent from their old way of thinking, their natural thoughts and desires, to a new life, putting their hope in Jesus to make them right with God. Baptism is a public expression of this inward change. Did you hear that, guys? This is good. I didn't know this. I was reading this book, right? It says, so repentance is turning your thinking from your old natural desires to a new hope in Jesus, all right, to make them right with God, right with God. But baptism is a public expression of this inward change. Beautiful, right, guys? So when Jesus was baptized, it talks about when he was baptized, God's voice could be heard declaring, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." So when we put our trust in Jesus and receive his righteousness by faith, we receive the same approval and affirmation from our Father. Man, guess what, guys? I'm going to tell you guys something that I've learned throughout the years that is not in this book, but it talks about that one of the most powerful things a father could tell his son. So check this out, guys. If you are a father, The most powerful thing you could tell your son is, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And the second most powerful thing you could tell your son is, you have what it takes. Now, my dad's still alive. I love spending time with my dad. But one of the things that I told him this, right? And see, he hasn't been able to tell me, I'm proud of you, even though I told him, Dad, the most important thing you could tell your son is, I'm proud of you. He still can't, he can't let it come out of his mouth. It's pretty crazy, but he has a wounded heart, right? He grew up, his childhood, like, it was really tough. I don't have time to get into it, but I've overcome that because my approval right here and affirmation comes from my heavenly father. So I've already received the approval and affirmation, even though my dad, my earthly father, hasn't been able to tell me, I am proud of you, son. I'm proud of you, son. Dude, guys, check this out. This is how crazy it is, okay? This is why you got to do it, because my other brothers, well, some of my brothers haven't received that affirmation from our heavenly father, so there's still a void in their heart from my earthly father to tell them, I'm proud of you and you have what it takes. So think about that, man. Don't let that be you, that you don't tell your sons, if you have boys, that you let them know every day. And by the way, it's never too late. I'm 43 years old, and I would love to hear that from my father. That would be pretty cool. But it would be like a frosting in the cake, you know what I mean? Because I already got the main meat and potatoes from my heavenly father. So check this out. This week I took him to Maui, right? The first time that he's ever been in Hawaii. I took my mom and my dad to Hawaii. And over there, I could feel their pride and their joy. And my mom has no problems doing this, right? She hugs me, she goes, Mijo, I'm so proud of you. She kisses me. But my dad, I could feel his pride, and good pride, like the pride of, like, man, my son has accomplished whatever that he's thinking about. I could feel that, his vibe, the energy. But even still, he cannot say it out of his mouth, I'm proud of you, son. I'm proud of you, son. Guys, that's a big void for a lot of us men. If we haven't received it, make sure that, if your father, don't wait for that moment for your father to tell you, earthly father to tell you, because your heavenly father is waiting for you, and he's waiting for you to receive Jesus so that he could give you the same approval that he gave Jesus, an affirmation of, I'm proud of you. What did he say? He said, this is my son. This is my son who I'm well pleased. That's powerful, right, guys? Baptism is not a celebration of what we do for God. It's a public celebration of the joining of the believer to the power of what Jesus accomplished. Matthew 22, 19 to 20 says, baptize them to teach them to obey everything he'd commanded. So let's go back to repentance. It is the daily commitment to change and obey as the Spirit of God leads and guides us. So we have to ask, right? Holy Spirit, please lead us and guide us on a daily basis to obey and change, what you called us to be, right? This is also called the process of sanctification. It talks about that. Process of sanctification is a lifelong journey of becoming the person God created us to be as we continue to follow Jesus. So it's not like instant change. It says right here, it's sanctification is a lifelong journey, right? So the Christian life is marked by repentance. The natural, healthy response for a Christian who makes a poor choice is not to give up on his faith. So again, I still drank after I gave my life to Christ. I was still an alcoholic. I didn't realize I was still an alcoholic, so I was still drinking, right? But I wanted to change. I wanted to change. So when you make a bad choice, it doesn't mean turn away from God because you haven't changed. No. It says when you make a poor choice, do not give up on his faith. To get rebaptized or to question whether his relationship with God was ever genuine. So don't question yourself if you make bad choices that your relationship with God or your repentance was not genuine. You know, it was genuine at the moment, It's just that it's called sanctification. It takes a while to change. It's years in the making, years in the making. It's simply to repent, to turn from unhealthy thoughts, okay? Unhealthy thoughts, unhealthy attitudes, number two, and unhealthy actions, number three. So unhealthy thoughts, attitudes, and actions that moves us away from Jesus and to move towards closer and closer to him. All right, so I'm done, man. I want to hear what you guys have to say about this. I'm going to open up the mic if our pastor's on. That would be great. Hey, thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we'll be doing more to come. Thank you for joining me in today. And if you liked this podcast, if it helped you in any way, please go ahead and like, subscribe to my podcast, and hit a review, and that would be awesome. Thank you so much. Don't forget to share. Have a great day.